Chapter 2. Tyler North pulled two beers out of his refrigerator and brought them to the long pine table where his mother used to sit in front of the fire with her paints. Gus Winter was in her spot now, lean, scarred, and irritable, and tired, although he'd never admit to it. He took one of the beers and shook his head in disgust.
You always have to allow for the moron factor. People make mistakes.
Gus drank some of his beer. It had been a brutal day, but one with a happy ending.
Forgetting your sunscreen's a mistake. These assholes didn't bother to check the weather conditions. They didn't take enough food or water. You saw how they were dressed. Jeans and sneakers. It's November. Any goddamn thing can happen on the ridge in November. They're lucky to be alive.
No one knew better than Gus Winter that what he said was true. Ty didn't argue with him. He sat with his beer and stared at the fire in the old center chimney stone fireplace. 3 17-year-old boys from the local prep school decided to skip classes and hike the ridge trail. If they'd stayed on it, they might have been okay, but they didn't. By early afternoon, they were cold, lost, battered by high winds, and terrified of spending the night above the tree line.
If Fish and Game determines these guys were reckless, they'll have to cough up the bucks for the rescue,
Ty said.
They're complaining because we didn't send a helicopter. Can you imagine? They figured they'd dial 911 on their cell phones if they got into trouble. That's what they did.
Gus snorted.
Yeah, and we came. What's with this picture? We should have waited, let them get good and scared.
He drank more of his beer.
I'm telling you, North, the moron factor.
Ty expected the three boys they'd just rescued were the sort of hikers the New Hampshire Department of Fish and Game had in mind when they came up with their protocol for charging expenses for search and rescues in cases of out-and-out recklessness. Rescues could be difficult and dangerous, and expensive. Lucky for the boys, they hadn't encountered moisture. Even a light rain would have soaked their cotton clothing, a poor insulator when wet. As it was, they'd suffered mild hypothermia and intense, warranted fear for their lives.
I did dumbass things at that age.